Hello there, science fans. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio. A few years ago, I was walking near the tennis courts at Skytop at Syracuse University, and I spotted an unusual-looking plant. I took a leaf and keyed it down with my plant reference book at home. The plant was cannabis, or marijuana. Not being a druggie, even though my name is Druger, I didn't know what to do with it, so I tossed the leaf into the garbage. My references told me that there are 483 known chemical compounds in the cannabis plant. The main psychoactive chemical that produces changes in brain functions and behavior is tetrahydrocannabinol, or THC. Although marijuana is an ancient drug in China and other countries, its use has been illegal in the United States. There's concern that its overuse can lead to undesirable behaviors and dependency. However, marijuana has been shown to have major beneficial effects in medicine for people with glaucoma, which is increased pressure in the eyeball, multiple sclerosis, nerve pain, AIDS, asthma, nausea from chemotherapy, and other disease conditions. So far, medical use of marijuana has been legalized in about 19 states and the District of Columbia in the United States. In April 2013, the New York State Health Committee approved legalizing marijuana for medicinal use in New York State, but the recommendation has to go through the legislative process for approval. A bill was also introduced to provide strict oversight of any medical marijuana industry in New York to avoid illegal use. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio.
Dr. Marvin Druger is a professor emeritus of biology and science education at Syracuse University. Catch Science on the Radio Tuesdays and Thursdays at 2:30 in the afternoon and 9:30 in the evening on WAER.